I think it was the U.S. attorney representing the federal government, said, told the judge that if they release these documents to the public, the foundations of our society will be shaken. That came from attorney Mark Anfinson. So if anybody really has any questions about the magnitude of what we're going to discuss regarding Jacob, well, I probably have some information about that can help people understand about what might be in those records.
Do you want to save some serious money? Learn how a simple gadget can double your gas mileage while creating less pollution. The simple gadget does all this while giving your car more power and longer engine life. Learn more with the link below.
But you are uncovering and working on other cases as well. And there's a really big case in our state that you told me some things that were really hard for me to hear, because I grew up with this, kind of like the Haley Cummings story for people in Florida. There's the Jacob Wetterling story here in Minnesota. And you've uncovered a lot of new facts on that case that points that he was really he ended up being forced into a situation of ritual child abuse. And the facts are pointing to that. And I want to make one thing clear. We talked about this beforehand, and we agreed to this, and so that listeners understand that every single thing that is going to be brought up about this case is going to be backed up with a factual document that came from court or came from some official document, so that nobody can claim that we're not presenting public information or factually accurate information, because I don't want to blow back, because it is such a sensitive case.
You know, and to that, maybe we should start by saying this. Regarding the Wetterling case, it was several months ago, but when they fake solved it.
And explain that once you get past, because that's an important distinction that people are going to have a hard time hearing.
But it was actually solved, but when a case is solved, when a murder case is solved, that means that all the records have to become public. And when the Wetterling case records became public, Jerry and Patty Wetterling made a motion to the court to try to have, it was only a certain amount of pages, and I don't remember the amount of pages, let's say it was 20 or 30, whatever. There's certain pages they wanted sealed so nobody could ever see them. Okay, and I think it got turned down because they can't do that, but I'm not sure the status on that. But I know the FBI was also trying to seal some of the records. But
there was a phrase that somebody said and why they were trying to do that.
Yeah, what I was going to do is I was going to quote attorney Mark Anfinson. He's the attorney for the Minnesota Newspaper Association. And this is a quote from him, although I can't remember the direct quote, but it's a paraphrase. Attorney Anfinson said that during those court hearings that I just described, he said that I think it was the U.S. attorney representing the federal government, told the judge that if they release these documents to the public, I think I'll get as close as I can here, the foundations of our society will be shaken.
And that's the same, you know, I got to tell you, that's the same thing that we're dealing with Q and with all these people of taking down this pedophile ring at the highest levels, the stuff they're doing, because people are afraid of our foundations being shaken. And now it's to a point where we're saying, okay, do we protect the children, or do we just say, I'm sorry, but you people need to deal with it and the trauma, and we'll deal with that trauma as it comes.
Right. And it's time that we just learning. Time to learn about adrenochrome.
Yeah, it's time for those people to go through the trauma. They've gotten the opportunity. Now let's go save the kids, because it's like triage. You know, those nurses on the Pearl Harbor, when they had to do triage, I just remember this history documentary I watched where the nurses were beside themselves because they had to do triage on the bridge or on the docks with all the people who were dying, and they had to just get to the people they could save with the best. It was terrible. It was terrible. But now we're to the point where the triage is saving the little kids.
Yeah, that's right. And so anyway, That came from attorney Mark Anfinson. So if anybody really has any questions about the magnitude of what we're going to discuss regarding Jacob, hey, Mark Anfinson said that judge said, or that attorney said that, like, it was going to shake the foundation of our society if those particular records get released. Well, I probably have some information about that can help people understand about what might be in those records.
Yeah, well, keep going. Tell us about some of this stuff. And you also said the fake solving of the crime.
The fake solving. I'd love to take credit for solving the Jacob Wetterling case or, you know, whatever, but I can't. It was this work was actually done by I think she used to be a bondsman back in the day, but her name is Diane Muehlbauer, and she's from St. Cloud, Minnesota. And she worked later on. She worked with a lady from Ohio named Julie Tremp. And it was Diane and Julie that contacted me and gave me this information. I'd love to say that I did it, you know, but I didn't. I just reported it. And what I learned was Diane Muehlbauer she found out what happened, and she got a confession by a guy that was involved in it. She a bunch of recordings, and you can find those on my website.
And those are the actual recordings of the guy?
His last name is Boehner, and there were brothers. What happened was these two Boehner brothers, Michael and Richard Boehner, and then another fellow named Lou Coles. I think my understanding is they had two vehicles, and Lou Coles' vehicle was seen in the police records. Yeah, his car was driving around in that area. And what this Boehner fellow said, if you go to you can hear it, because I have it up for people to listen to. What he told Diane was that Lou Coles took Jacob. She said Jacob was fighting. He was punching. He was trying to get away. He said Lou Coles had a big knife to Jacob's throat. And he witnessed all this because essentially he was part of it. And one of the Boehner brothers is a convicted pedophile. I've got, you know, you can see those records too. So like this one Boehner brother had raped a little boy. Like there's record. It all makes sense. They're the ones that did it. And these records were given to the Stearns County Sheriff's Office in Minnesota way back in the, I think the 90s, and they didn't file them.
So they knew that these guys were involved, and they didn't bother to check in.
They knew the whole time. Okay, but here's the thing. America, not just America, but
no,
the world.
No, wait a minute. They knew the whole time. So were these two characters, these brothers, running around free this whole time?
Well, one of them had to do a little time in prison, but yeah.
Did they hurt any other little kids while the authorities decided it wasn't worth it to deal with them?
They must have, because that's all that people like this do. And, I mean, like they said that Jacob was
taken. Congrats for doing your job, guys. Keep going.
Well, they said that Jacob was taken to the Boehner sister. That sister's involved too, so it's like a whole family. Taken to her apartment, I guess carried up some stairs in a sleeping bag to hide him, and I guess tortured. They said until I heard from, maybe I'll stay away from what I heard happened to him.
Yeah, why don't you stay away from that unless.
Yeah, I can't confirm
they
it.
They can listen to it on those videos or those audios, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let people do that. Now, what did you learn about the bones and what they found?
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting how this all led up to, because American Public Radio, they had a podcast scheduled regarding the Wetterling case. They were doing a series, and I think it was called In the Dark. And American Public Radio was ready to release a podcast series on the Wetterling case. And it was right before this podcast was to air. And I think this thing was going to reveal some of this stuff. Suddenly, they solved it. Sure they did. The way they solved it was they said that a man named Danny Heinrich confessed to killing Jacob and then led them to where he had buried Jacob and yada, yada, yada. And Danny Heinrich was a local pedophile. By the way, Danny Heinrich confessed to killing Jacob, but he wasn't charged with it. So it's like, as a condition of him confessing that he did it, he wouldn't be charged with murder. Well, there's a reason he wasn't charged with murder, and I'll tell you why. It's in the in a search warrant. What they did is they said that Danny Heinrich led him to an area. They dug up where Danny took him, and they found bones, teeth, and clothes that belonged to Jacob. But then, and this is the part that the media, the mainstream media, never told you folks. They never told you after they did their big blitz that the Jacob Wetterlund case was solved. Here's the part that the Stearns County Sheriff's Office or the Minneapolis Star Tribune or anybody else never told you. What they never told you was when they took those bones and those teeth to the medical examiner, they were determined to not be human.
They were an animal of some sort. What were they?
Well, the wording actually was not human. So it would have to be an animal. So you can only ascertain from that somebody took some animal bones, put them in the ground, and then mingled it with some of Jacob's clothes. There you go. Danny Heinrich didn't do it. Danny Heinrich didn't do it. It was Lou Coles and the Boehner brothers. You see? And you can go to my website. I've got a shot up that's taken out of the search warrant. That clip from the medical examiner was written into a search warrant. So that came from the police. It might be the BCA. It might be the sheriff's office. I'm not sure. But it's a matter of public record that the bones were not human.
Okay,
so
no.
Is the whole world being deceived to this day by our media?
No, why would they deceive us? What's so bad about those brothers being involved? And why would those documents need to be sealed? Otherwise, it would shake our foundation.
Yeah, we'll go back to what Attorney Anthonson said. It would shake the foundation of our society. It has to do with the things that like you said, we're learning from Q. It has to do with, I'll couch this as my opinion. Timothy Charles Holmes' opinion is that it has to do with child ritual sacrifice.
And you've heard, and now we're not going to say this is your opinion because you can't prove it 100%. And so we got to couch that. We don't want anybody to... You've heard through talking to people that he was actually involved in it.
Yeah. Jacob was taken for a reason, and he was kept alive for a while. That, from what I've heard, I've talked to a lot of different sources. Jacob was kept alive until Halloween.
And then he became another victim of that horrible practice that they do on Halloween. Okay, so do you think that any of this will come out as more and more things are coming out?
Yeah, I do. The reason we have all these cases, regarding the high profile cases of the children, like JonBenet Ramsey, Haley Cummings case, Kaylee Anthony. But you could take all these children cases and put them together, and it seems like a big deal. But when not just America, but really the world finds out what's really been going on as this continues to come out, because it's coming out, when it does, these cases aren't going to seem like a big deal.
No, they
the
aren't.
Things that people are going to find out are they're horror stories that we don't want to think about because we'll lose sleep.
They're horror stories that are worse than any horror story you have ever seen. And that's what's going on. And it's been kept out of the public eye for a long time. There was in the 90s, early 90s, it started to come out, and then they squashed it.
And a key word that's always used to squash it is the phrase conspiracy theory. That's actually a word that was created by the CIA, and it was like weaponized. Like anytime somebody talks about these things, oh, that's a conspiracy theory.
Anytime you ask a question that's a legitimate question, you're suddenly a conspiracy theorist, and that needs to go away. And that's why I was very clear when we were talking about the Wetterlund case that all of this is in public documents and that you have legitimate sources. This is not conspiracy, and it's destroying. Now, if you want to talk about destroying the fabric of our society, you make it so that journalists and people cannot question things because it's conspiracy theory, so that the nut jobs in our society can get away with doing incredible, horrible things at any time they want because nobody will question them. And then we get to a point where our society is rotting at the core because these assholes are allowed to do whatever they want and the worst possible crimes because we don't question anything because we're afraid to be conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, stop the information flow, which is what Attorney Ronald Galstead and the East Grand Forest Police Department tried to do to me, to the point of locking me in a jail cell. You know, they'll go to that length to try to stop journalists from questioning them. And, you know, the interesting thing, you know, this attack on the First Amendment, if nobody's been more of a victim, in my opinion, of fake news than our president, Donald Trump. And President Trump himself said the other day, you know, they butchered him every single day with absolute lies. Yet the other day he said, no matter what, people have to be able to see whatever they see and determine what's true on their own. So even President Trump said, you can't try to stop people from talking.
Well, censorship destroys a society. Yep. And that's what they're in the process of doing. Or they have done for decades.
Enter QAnon. QAnon went around their system, and now all this information is being put out through a format that they can't stop. And, you know, that's another interesting, I don't know if you know this, but I received a call one morning from Vice News. And he wanted to interview me. He said, did you know that you were doxxed by Anonymous? And I'm like, what, are you kidding me? I mean, they've been doxxing me. For 10 years, they've been putting up videos threatening me, threatening my children. But anyway, he interviewed me, and he said that I'd been doxxed by Anonymous and yada, yada, yada. And then Anonymous was going to go, they made a, this is in the Washington Post. I mean, this is all over the place.
But Anonymous isn't, they're, Anonymous is a character, a bunch of characters, and the original Anonymous, because a friend of mine is friends with the person who started it, they wouldn't be doing that to you.
It wasn't the real Anonymous. It was,
okay.
It was the defendants in my lawsuit.
Okay.
But they made this announcement that they were going to identify Q. Oh, good luck with that. Nobody knows who it is. It's somebody out of the White House, I think, but it's a team of military intelligence. But, they said they were going to do that, and then they were going after the people who were supporting Q or whatever. And then who do they go after? Timothy Charles Holmes. They haven't gone after anybody else since, just me. Like, how obvious is that who it was that did it, you know? And here, and I learned something really interesting today, too. There was a fellow that I had, Forum Communications, the Grand Forks Herald, they interviewed me regarding Q. And there was a big story in the Bismarck Tribune, and they talked about me in it.
Did they spin it to make you look like a nut job?
You know, she didn't do too bad. I didn't give her anything to work with as far as me being crazy, because I'm
good.
Not crazy.
Well, I know you're not crazy. It's just based on what I've been seeing with Q, they're going to make you look like a nut job. Yeah, it was hit pieces after hit piece against people.
High-quality turmeric improves focus and mood, helps increase energy, helps age-related memory decline, and much, much more. Science Natural is offering my listeners 3 free bottles with the purchase of 1 bottle. See link below for this great offer. Also, did you know that wild lettuce is similar to morphine and is the best natural painkiller known? But it does not contain any addictive opiates. Learn this and many other remedies in the lost ways. Methods of our ancestors. See the link below.
Yeah, and but the interesting thing is I just talked to a fellow today from Florida who is a source of mine, and he was in jail, and he's a target of the government. Bad. And he heard on the radio in there, down in Florida, he was listening to a talk show, and they were referring to Timothy Anon. He said, dude, they wouldn't say your last name, but they were talking about you. Like on radio shows, like he said, they were called Timothy of QAnon. But they wouldn't
you know what? You got to take that as a compliment.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You have to. That's cool.
I mean,
well,
yeah.
Will you stick around and do a little segment for my patrons?
I sure will.
Okay. But before we leave, will you tell people how they can help you, how they can hear your stuff? And because you're surviving, but you could definitely need a little bit of support.
Yeah. It got to the point where this is basically what I do. They harass all my employers. I can't get a job. I mean, nothing where I can really make any meaningful income. So what I basically just decided was, I mean, and my faith has a big part of it, my faith in the Lord, is that I'll just do this, and anybody who feels like that they'd like to help me, they can. And that's what I've been doing, and it's been working so far. But actually, to tell you the truth, Sarah, the other day I put up a page. I never wanted to do this because I didn't want to look like I was begging. But my cop,
I know.
They ripped out the light. They were going to plant drugs on me. The fan doesn't work and winter's coming, so I can't blow the heat. They wrecked my lock, so I can't lock the car. And the transmission is like just dripping it. It's a 95 contour. And so I'm really in bed. And I got a daughter getting married. My oldest daughter's getting married. So anyway, I made a page on my website that's where they can click. You can do it through PayPal. You can do it through Fundly. I think I might have told you this one time. I do deliver pizzas sometimes. And the way I look at it is, I really will try to work as hard as I can. And if you go to my website and you read my stuff, and if you think I worked hard, if you think I did a good job, just like you tip your pizza man, because I do that sometimes, if you want to give me a tip, give me a tip.
That's great. And they took you off YouTube, didn't they?
Yeah, I find, yeah. And
and
the
I
weather,
know that, I know the Picasso and company were really working hard to get you off YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, there was teams of people just harassed. Not only that, they were like literally soliciting the public to harass all my service providers, such as GoDaddy. They actually put up the email address of a very big wig at Midcontinent Communications up here in Grand Forks, in the Grand Forks area in North Dakota. Put up his email address and said, everybody, contact him and get him to shut off Timothy Holmes' internet.
Oh, jeez.
That's how bad they want my information gone.
Yeah, well, you're hitting a nerve. Well, where can people get to you? What is your website?
My primary website is writeintoaction.com, and it's right with a W, like, and it's all one word, so it's right with a W, intoaction.com. If you Google Timothy Charles Holmes, you know, you're going to get stuff. I ignore the stuff.
You're going to get stuff. Yes, you are. I should be laughing at you because I know they're posting stuff about me too. I know Stephen Biss forwarded me a couple things that he's
yeah,
like,
they said you were
here you go. Thank you.
Yeah, you were an operative or something. They said something funny.
So I'm a high level part of the Mexican mafia. It's so ridiculous.
They said you were working. I think they said you were working for the Mexican cartel.
Well, that's news to them.
Yeah, the big Sarah the drug kingpin cartel.
I've never done any drugs in my life. I am a boring. My husband and I are the most boring. Ask the people I play hockey with. Ask them, they'll laugh if they hear this. I am the one who never went out and drank at the bars after I played hockey, and they were always on my case because I was boring. And that's me. I miss boring.
At least when they accuse me of being a drunk and all that, at least that stuff's true. You know, I was an alcoholic. I'm a recovering alcoholic of like 22 years. So at least that stuff was true, you know, but the other stuff about children isn't true at all.
Well, yeah, at least say something true. Yeah, there's probably, that's the problem is there isn't a lot you can say about me because I'm boring. You know what I mean?
That's
you
why
can't,
it was so
I don't
funny.
Really have. So I guess being a antisocial boring person actually works in my benefit if I'm doing this stuff.
It shows how they use, You're using your show to put out information that they don't want anybody to know. And the instant reaction is always ad hominem attacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, start calling her names. Don't challenge the information.
Yeah, don't challenge the information. Make stuff up as if anybody's going to think I'm part of the Mexican cartel.
yeah, exactly.
the nice part about that, everybody's like, oh, whatever. It's so stupid.
I know. I finally, I got to the point where I'm like, what are you going to do next? Call my mom fat? Or, you know.
Well, I love my mom, but my mom is a little chubby, so maybe that one would be true. I just hope I follow and keep myself thin. I love my mom, and I don't care if you're somebody's heavy. But, you know, and even if they called you fat, bring it on.
We get to do that in the United States. You can say anything, you can say anything you want, but you cannot conspire together to ruin a person's life, ruin their job.
Exactly.
You know, that's what the lawsuit's about. It's actually conspiracy. If you just call somebody names, you can do it all day long.
It's your constitutional right to call somebody a name. And I know that based on the comments that people say in my thing. But anyways, let's wrap this up and get to our Patreon. And thank you so much for joining the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you again, Sarah.